Blog Talk Radio. Oh my God, people are waiting for me. How did that gotta be, Rich? Thank you.
Ooh. Ooh. Hey. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are live in the studio back with another video. Okay, I'm getting my life together. What's going on, everybody? All right, before we get started, let me make sure that my friends on Facebook are ready. All right. Let me turn this down. You know, it's a lot, listen, when you're trying to run two platforms. So anyway, shout out to everybody. Welcome to the show. So we're going to get into some things. If you're a returning subscriber, then you know how this thing goes. If you're a new subscriber, well, welcome and hello. Oh, now that we got that out the way. By the way, it's so hot. Today I'm drinking water. This is a big fat glass of ice water because it's hot. You know, when you be hot, it's just like you just feel like you want to nap all day. It's like I can't nap all day, but it's so hot, you can't do nothing. So I'm sorry, I got my arms and stuff out. I know that's not the most professional thing. However, it's hot as hell. All right. Okay, so we got to get into some things. All you guys have been tagging me all day in this Jermaine Dupri situation with Cardi B. It really wasn't with Cardi B. Well, with Jermaine Dupri, his opinion on female rappers. Now, if you guys don't know what we're talking about, if you don't watch TV or you hadn't seen it on Instagram or whatever, Jermaine Dupri did an interview, I think, with People Magazine. I don't know if it was on YouTube or TV. I just seen it on the blog. And they asked his opinion of female rappers today. And so I'm going to play it for you. I'm not going to show the audio because I don't know how the copyright works, and I want to be able to keep everything that I got going on. So let me see if I can get it up for you guys right quick. See if I can play it real quick. Shout out to everybody over there on Facebook doing the damn same thing. Shout out to the people here on YouTube. All right, so I'm about to play it for you guys now. Okay. And so Cardi B went to her Instagram And she had some words for Jermaine Dupri. Let me see if this is the one. Okay, and so these are the rappers that she was kind of referring to. There's Rhapsody, there's Tierra Whack, and underneath is Kamaya. Now, before I get started with my opinion, a lot of people were reaching. People were feeling some type of way because they were saying, like, these girls are dark-skinned. Why does she name the dark-skinned girls? I'm like, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't, you know? You can't say anything. You can't bring the dark-skinned women up, and if you leave it, or you're going to get cursed out. If you leave them out, you're going to get cursed out. So I didn't understand why people felt some type of way about that. And two, I'll be honest with you. I don't listen to Rhapsody. And I, Kamaya, I think I remember that. And I wonder, how does it feel to be rich? So I listened to that song. And then the Tierra Whack, I don't listen to her. I don't know who she is. And then judging by these three pictures, I mean, call me shallow, say what you like. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people are going to hate me. But listen, these are not girls that I want to see. I mean, you know, I like bad bitches. Like, these girls don't really have no look. I don't know. They're not my cup of tea. And, you know, for the vast majority of the people, I would say that they're not their cup of tea. So I'm saying all that to say this, okay? Sound the alarm. Sound the motherfucking alarm. Get the guns ready for what I'm about to say. Ooh. Are you ready? All right. Well, I'm here for it, and I actually am with Cardi B on this one. I agree with her. Listen, we don't want to hear Rhapsody. We don't want to look at masculine-looking women rap either. We want to see pretty bad bitches talk about they pissy, niggas that they fuck. We want to get ratchet. We don't want to look at women and feel like we're looking at dudes rapping. Like, we just, I mean, I don't. You know, I want the long hair, the nails, the titties, the booty, and I want to talk about the raunchy, the nasty. And listen, that's what we are into. As a society, that's what we like. That we like the Megan Thee Stallions. We like the city girl movement. Cardi B has literally ushered in a new wave of female rappers, and they all are the stripper bitches, literally, from like every stripper, every Instagram model is a rapper. Now, I kind of understand what Jermaine Dupri is saying, too, to a certain degree. He's just basically saying, like, all these I don't think he articulated it in the best way. And I'm not sure if I'm going to do a better job. However, I feel like he was saying, like, every girl that was a stripper now was just trying to rap. And there's really no real flow. There's really no real bars. Like, there's really no real cadence. There's no dope melody. It's just like, all right, you're a bad bitch. You used to be a stripper. All right, now you rap. I think that's kind of what he meant. However, on the flip side, that's what's selling. And we, the people, we're not buying anything other than that. Not to mention, what are men rapping about these days? I mean, every dude is rapping about being a gangster, getting money, fucking hoes, and jewelry. Like, these men are not rapping. What are the Migos rapping about? Nobody's rap. I mean, the J. Cole's and things, like, they don't get shine. You know what I mean? It's all, like, it's the same thing. Like, nobody wants to hear woke rap. Nobody wants to hear, like, I mean, even though Kendrick Lamar, you know, he gets his respect. But, however, like, people are not just going crazy off of that. Like, they want to listen to, like, the shit that you don't really have to think so hard. It's like the mumble rap, or it's like there's no real meaning to it. You really don't have to listen for the words. You're just listening for the melody and the beat. And, you know, you just want to vibe out. Like, music has become so dumbed down on both sides. Nobody, listen, even when it comes to singers, in my opinion, I mean, the greatest singers are never the ones who get the music contract. To me, the people that can really, really sing, like, I mean, sang, those people are usually, like, backup singers, vocal coaches, you know what I mean? They're somewhere in the background during the vocals, but they never are, like, the actual singers. It's interesting. But going back to the comments about, you know, females just being strippers, like I said, I'm with Cardi B on this. And you know what I mean? That's just what's in. So Jermaine Dupri, I understand where he was going. However, I'm with Cardi B on this. So I don't know. Do you guys listen to Rhapsody? Do you care about Kimaya? I know some people are gonna call in like, yeah, I love her. When we realize, like, it ain't that many people that's listening to this. You know what I mean? And I just kind of feel like, you know, it's no shade against these women. And I hate the fact that, you know, they happen to be dark skinned. But that's why I love Cash Doll, because Cash Doll, I mean, well, this is what I like about Cash Doll. I like that Cash Doll is a dark skinned woman and she still, you know, maintains, you know, to be a bad bitch. Some of these girls, I don't like the way that they look. I don't like the way that they look. And listen, you got to be, let's just be real. These girls don't look like any women that men would want to fuck. Okay, let me stop, because I'm going to get myself in trouble. Because, you know, the people are going to be just so offended in a second. But I have to keep it a stop. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? So nobody's going to want to do anything with that. Nobody cares about that. Like, nobody wants to get so deep. I mean, it's even when it comes down to, like, doing commentary. I know, like, people, I mean, somebody just told me the other day, like, Armand, why don't you stop talking about this bullshit on your channel and start talking about real things? Listen, if I start talking about quote-unquote real things, we wouldn't have 700 people watching right now. We'd probably have more like 30 people watching me. Or, you know what I mean? We don't care about real life issues. We want the fuckery. We live for the bullshit and the drama and the sex of it all. And that's just the reality of the situation. You get what I'm saying? So right now it's the city girl, hot girl, Barty gang, you know, kind of time frame. It's the stripper bitches era. It's long hair, colored hair, blonde hair, booty, big booties, and liposuction and titty implants. That's what's hot right now. So it is what it is. So So I'm going to open up the lines. I want to know what some of you guys think about the situation. The number is 563-999-3658. I think I'm going to have to do like a little thumbnail thing where I put it up there and I have the number up there so both people can see me. Like, because we got people over on Facebook. We got people over here on YouTube. All right, so let's get to the call in. Let's get to the call in, because I didn't have really much to say on this topic, but I agree with Cardi B. So you guys can sit into her. I know she'd be watching. You know, I don't know if you guys felt this, but every time she was like saying the blogs, I'm like, bitch, you throwing me shade, bro. Like, bro, you just come on to the show, bro. Like, we got a love hate relationship, Cardi. Come on, I already got the tea, girl. You know I know you. You know I know what you said. You know I got the inside scoop on you, bitch. All right. Let's take a call. 312 area code 3152. You're live on the air. Are you listening to Rhapsody and Kamaya and Tierra Whack?
Hello?
Yes. Turn me down.
Yeah, I just turned you down. I think people just love to be fake outrage.
Okay.
When it comes down to it, the thing I noticed about all those girls is, like, they probably write a lot for a lot of people. Like, Bad Baby, she has, like, a dark-skinned rapper writing for her. But I think people are just fake outraged. And it's, like, listening to music is a form of escapism, just like watching reality TV. It's, like, you want to escape. You don't want to have to, like, really think or learn or do anything like that.
Right. So what are you saying? Like, you agree with Jermaine Dupri or you agree Cardi B?
I actually agree with Cardi B. It's like y'all say that you want more representation in terms of subject matter in music, but it's like there's all these girls out there. There's all these options out there. If you really like wanted to search and look for them, they're there. But it's like you don't want to listen to that. It's like you want to listen to, you know, club music and ratchet music. It's like it's out there. It's like you just have to look for it. And it's like the people that, and Cardi was right, people that, you know, deserve that spotlight, deserve to get showcased, they don't get showcased because that's not what people want. It's like
right.
If they put Tierra Whack on the blogs or Rhapsody or Kamaya on the blogs, nobody's going to click on that. Everybody's going to click on Nicki, Cardi, and Meg.
Well, Nicki is not in this conversation because Nicki has proven for years that she can rap. She's a rapper's rapper.
Oh, true.
There's a difference.
Yeah, the thing about Nicki is like some of her biggest songs have nothing to do with like Moment for Life has nothing to do with you know, ratchet stripping, or Fly doesn't have anything to do with that. I guess Super Bass a little bit maybe, but yeah, like a lot of her music. Yeah,
I don't feel like Jermaine Dupri was referring to Nicki Minaj. He was talking about the new wave of stripper bitches that Cardi B has ushered in. You know what I mean? And if you ask me, I feel like Megan Thee Stallion is a rapper's rapper, too, to a certain degree. But I feel like she's trying to be like a rapper's rapper mixed with Cardi B at the same time. So there's a lot of these Instagram girls and these Love and Hip Hop girls that are like, you know, the blow up bodies, and they were strippers and now they all rap. And you know what? There's so many of them. I don't even know their damn names. They're all, everybody's just getting on a beat with some auto tune, with some fake titties and a big booty, and with some blonde hair with rainbow tips. You know what I'm saying? And now they're rappers.
But eventually that's going to fade. Because if there's, unless you have some, like a machine behind you, or you're like Meg, that where you can switch on and off and do both, it's not going to work for you because there's too many of you out there, and it's like eventually everything is just going to become saturated.
All right. Thank you, caller. I got to take another caller.
All right, bye.
Okay, so I did see a super chat. There was a lady, I think, let me make sure I have her right number. Was it 8035? Thank you for the donation. 8035, you're live on the air.
Yes. Okay.
Hey.
I agree with Cardi B a lot. Like, I agree with her.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, you know, I was a big fan of Jordan Lucas. But Jordan Lucas wouldn't get a lot of play in my ride because people didn't want to hear that. They wanted to hear fucking bitches getting money, shooting niggas, and all this extra ass shit. And it took me to be in a certain space to listen to Jordan Lucas, even though I was a fan. And I'm still a fan of Jordan Lucas, but I get it. I get what she's saying, but I also get what Jermaine Dupri is saying. And to the person in the chat that said, who is Jermaine Dupri? If you got to ask that question, you as hell.
Or you're not a part of this conversation if you don't know who Jermaine Dupri is.
Yeah, exactly, because I grew up around all that. You know, and when I was a kid, my dad, we listened to Tupac and Biggie riding the highway. So, I mean, if you got to ask that question, you need to go sit down, just please, because that's ridiculous. But I do get it because, you know, people don't want to hear that. People don't want to hear a conscious rapper. Most people don't. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear you got bars. They want to hear about some ratchet-ass shit or some gutter-gutter-ass shit. That's what they want to hear.
Right.
People don't want to hear the extra-ass bullshit. They don't. And it's crazy because the way I grew up is we grew up listening to people with bars, but now it isn't that. Now it's taking a different turn. And, yes, Cardi B has ushered in a new wave of rap to where it's more of bitches with bodies and twerking and shit like that because, I mean, Nicki is not a part of this conversation, but the whole twerking and strippers, that's becoming part of our society now, and that's what people are wanting to see. They're not wanting to see you pop, lock, and dance. They're not wanting to see it no more. They want to see you get down and dirty.
Absolutely. But you know what? I like what you said about Joyner Lucas, even though this is not about the men right now. But Joyner Lucas, to me, is one of the best rappers that's out and the most underrated.
Yes, he is, and I love him. I love him.
But I feel like that's because he poses a lot of competition to these people, to a lot of the different men. And so a lot of the men, like, won't co-sign him, especially men like Drake. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, nobody will do it because I think they're intimidated by Joyner Lucas.
The only person that has co-signed him that has enough status to do it has been Eminem, and then on the Chris Brown album. That's the only person that has done it, and that's the only person.
Yes, and then on the Chris Brown album, Chris Brown, Lil Wayne, and Joyner Lucas are all on a track together. So I think that's dope. And then he did some stuff with Tory Lanez, but we need like a Drake or someone like that that's, you know, really relevant to co-sign him, but I just don't think that it's going to happen.
Yes, it's never going to happen with Joyner Lucas because he's too conscious. And, you know, he said in one of his interviews that if you're talking about drugs, he will not get on your track. And I get what Cardi B is saying, but I also get what Jermaine Dupri is saying. And you got to think, we're in this new generation. You got to think of what these new teenagers and young adults want to hear. And Cardi B is right. What she makes, that's what they're playing in the club. That's what strippers can dance to. And, I mean, I don't mean no harm, but a lot of these other rappers, they don't want to hear that. They want to hear press and all this extra shit. That's what they want to hear. They don't want to hear nothing that they can't, you know what I'm saying, twerk to, or it could be playing in the strip club. If it can't be playing in the strip club, most people are not going to, they don't want to hear it.
All right. Thank you, caller. We got to take some more people.
Right,
thank you,
Omar.
I love you. Bye. Okay. I want to shout out to my guy, Travis Wu. Thank you for coming through, boo, with the super chat, okay? I would get up and dance for you, but the way that this is set up underneath here, I'm really, really, really comfortable. So, you know, it's all out right now. You know, we only ready from the waist up. We just got to keep it real, okay? It's hot. I have to let the rest of me air out, okay? All right, so let me take another caller. 9410607, you're live on the air.
Okay, so all I want to say is that the music ain't even selling. That's the problem. Y'all can say what people want to hear. Y'all can say what people want to hear, but it's not selling. The stuff that Cardi B did, like her Bodak Yellow, that's her biggest song. She was fully dressed in the video. She wasn't all about her pussy. She talked about it, but she wasn't all about it. Now she want to act like a little whore and talk about whole shit all the time. The shit ain't working for her. She did the money video. She all over that bitch acting like a stripper. It's not as successful as her other music. When Nicki Minaj was her most successful, when she was her most successful, she wasn't being a whore. She was dressing like a clown. So my thing is, it's like, it's not fucking selling. So if it's not selling, that means it's not as good as y'all think it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, what's not selling?
The prostitute music.
Okay, the whore music. So what
right,
music
it's
is
not
selling
like that.
So what's selling?
Good music. You say J. Cole is not as relevant, but he's selling more records than a lot of people.
No, I think he's definitely relevant. I like J. Cole. I don't think that he gets the recognition that he deserves. Like, let's not twist my words.
But he gets the
like
sales
J.
that he deserves. But he gets the sales that he deserves. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So even, and then it's like what the other girl said, you got to have a machine behind you. Let's take, for example, this girl Lizzo. I don't even know who she is. You know what I'm saying? But she was, she been out for years, and then time she signed with a record label, now she in the top 10. She's supposed to be a female rapper, singer. She's not singing about her pussy. She's singing about her whatever the fuck she's talking about. And she in the top 10. You know what I'm saying? And then all this music that's today, all this whore music, this prostitute music, it don't be having no longevity to it. You know what I'm saying? So they do all talk about the same thing, and a lot of them are not successful. You know, it is a lot of Instagram, rapper models, whatever, but they're not successful. And in the long run, like, you have to talk about real life stuff. Like, you have to talk about real life stuff so it can mean something in the future. So right now they're getting instant fame and they're getting instant, you know, whatever, but it's going to be over for them in the future. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you like that song where they go, real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga, beat Birkin bad hoe, five, six figures, strikes on my ass,
so he caught a cookie figures, fucking on a scamming ass rich ass. Yes, I know the song.
Oh,
but then I also, I didn't say, listen, I know the music.
Like
I know
you,
all the
you
music.
You like that up.
And I also listen to Kamaya. I also like Kamaya music. I'm not saying that I don't like the music, but I'm saying in the future, that's not going to be nothing. You know what I'm saying? All the music that they making is just trash, really. But we like it at this moment, but in reality, it's trash. And like I said, it's a point. And I'm not going to say like it's complete trash because Act Up is a good song. Besides when the girl go to rapping out the beat, but it's actually a good song. But all I'm saying is like pay attention to what's real. What Cardi B, when Cardi B blew up, she was dressing fully clothed. She admitted it. She was fully clothed. And then once she blew up and Bodak Yellow got big, then she started talking crazy. You know, she was being crazy before, but she stopped being crazy. Then when she blew up, then she started talking about sucking dick all the time again. And guess what? Her songs fall off the charts.
So who
do you
agree with? Jermaine? So you agree with Jermaine Dupri or Cardi B?
I agree with Jermaine Dupri because Jermaine Dupri didn't say, oh, that's not what people want to hear. All he said is they rap about the same thing, and they do. It's just like Megan Thee Stallion. It's like, how can I get into Megan Thee Stallion when she just Cardi B and Nicki Minaj in a different form?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's,
it's like,
that's
okay, yeah, you rapping,
Megan Thee Stallion.
If you had Cardi B rapping Breaking a Stallion song, you wouldn't know the difference. You wouldn't be like, oh, that's Megan. You wouldn't know the difference. It's like y'all talking about the same shit. Like, you're not doing nothing different. Yeah, you can freestyle and stuff, but you dress like them. You look like them. You are them. You
I don't like
saying?
How she
does
that. I think that she, I feel
I know,
like she's trying to get that from Cardi B.
That.
I'm like, girl, you got that from Cardi B, girl. Like, I don't like that. But, yeah,
but one thing
I agree
I can
with
say,
you.
Yeah, it gives them the attention that they looking for. It's instant attention, but it's like Nicki Minaj was really making it and being her best self when she was dressing like a clown. You know?
Okay.
Like, she was really, not saying she, like, bad today, but it was like, at your best, you was dressing like a clown.
Well,
and you
no,
was talking
well, about
inspirational
about
stuff.
Well, the only reason why, I mean, they say it's dressed like a clown, and which she was, but we have to understand why. She was being, I mean, I don't agree with it all the time, but I understand where she was coming from. She had to appear. She became the first rap like pop star, and in order to be a pop star, she had to.
Wrong with it.
She, no, but though, so that's. But you're saying like she dressed like a clown, but you, she had to
she
appeal
did.
To like a white audience. So that's why she kind of
right.
had to do what she had to do, right? So
yeah,
I
agree.
That.
I'm saying she's doing
to
what she had
over.
To do, but that's what worked. It worked. Her dressing like a clown worked. And then when she wanted to turn around and do the same thing Cardi B doing, start being, you know, naked all the damn time, it didn't work for her. You know what I'm saying? It make them go down after that. So it's like, what's really working and what's really not? Like I always say, Lauryn Hill is the highest selling female rapper of all time. Yes, she rap and she sings, but she beat them by a landslide. You know what I'm saying? This lady sold 8 million records in the United States. You put all Nicki Minaj album sales together, her album sales together, and she barely touching Lauryn Hill. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And she rapping and singing too. And it's like, how can y'all sit here and keep saying like this is what people want to hear when ain't nothing really changed? It's like these girls are fucking trash. Like they're
okay,
whores
thank
and they're
you,
fucking
caller.
Trash.
Okay,
no
thank
problem.
You,
bye.
Bye. All right. I want to shout out to how's the sound? I'm getting a text that the sound is not right. How's the sound going? Shout out to Yolinda Frazier, Sex Sells. They wouldn't keep pushing this narrative if it didn't sell. If people didn't play it, club parties, cookouts. Shout out to you. Gabriel Michelle wants to speak. You got to send me your last four of your number. And I'm going to let me check the sound and listen to what Cardi B had to say because I'm confused on what's going on about the sound. Okay. Oh, here we go. So we should be back. All right. We good. All right. So let me take another caller. 614-5211. You're live on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, Armand? How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I wanted to make a couple points. So I do agree with Cardi. But the thing is, and I'm glad you just replayed that again. So she mentioned like, okay, we don't support these rappity girls that, you know, don't talk about selling their pussy, just rapping about their pussy. But Cardi, have you made any songs with any of these girls? You collaborate with the City Girls on Twerk and what is that song about? So it's just like, yeah, I understand your point, but Cardi, you're just like putting your fist in your mouth because you don't even rap with these type of girls if you supposedly support them so much. Does that make sense?
Yes, I do understand that. I'm kind of with you on that, but at the same time, it's like, shit, I'm not finna go out there if it doesn't make sense business-wise to go rap with these hoes and do a song with these girls if it's not going to make no money, if it's not going to do nothing, you know, support
right,
them. But that's just because she's saying support them don't mean that she got to go and support them. She's a rapper. They're still her competition. She has to do what she has to do for them. She don't have to get on a record with them. That's not her responsibility.
That's very true. I know I definitely do understand that. But I was just saying, like, okay, you saying we don't support them, but neither do you. And then if you do want, you know, this type of rap to be, you know, displayed, then I would think you have the bigger platform, but put these girls on. But no, I definitely do understand. But another point I was going to make was, so I know you said this isn't about Nicki, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, like you said, she's made emotional songs. I mean, if you listen to the Pink Print, I would say 60% of those songs, those are emotional songs. She's not talking about sex and all that. And then the general public, you know, they played That Dust. So it's just like, okay, I create these type of songs for y'all that, you know, show emotion, but then y'all don't play them. But y'all want to hype up the songs where I'm talking shit and just talking about my pussy and all that. So that's where I understand where Cardi was coming from when she used Be Careful. But I think the reason why, you know, she said, well, y'all didn't support that. Well, one, Cardi, that song was kind of trash. And then it's like, you were too amateur to be trying to sample Lauryn Hill. It's just like, that song was just too early in her career, I feel like. So, you know, that's all I really had to say. It's just like interesting for her to speak up about this, but just kind of doesn't display that same energy.
Well, she's the leader of the strippers gone rapper. She's the queen of it. So she is the master. So if he was directly really talking to her. So I thought that was interesting. But thank you, caller.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye. All right. Okay, so where is that donation? That donation? What's her number? What was it? 6125? All right. 310-6125. You're live on the air.
All right. Hey, Armand. It's me. What's up?
Oh, that's you. Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing pretty good. I agree with Jermaine and the caller, the female caller that was like two callers ago. These girls, they're not it. They're not it. They're not good. And I understand what she was saying when she said they're not selling. Because like some of the comments were saying, well, they are selling. What is she talking about? Sex is selling. But it's really not, though. Because like when Bodak came out, it was such a good song, like the beat, the visuals, everything. I mean, it was like a juggernaut. And yeah, there are like typical like female references in there to like sex and this and that, but it was just a hard song that was really good. Now she's kind of dumbed herself down and she's not quite selling as much. And like,
Cardi,
she's not the way it was before. You know, if you compare her to, you know, the other reigning queen right now, which is Nicki, yes, like she's on the chart. So I'm not trying to talk about like whether she's being relevant or not. She is doing well right now, but the music is taking a giant hit. Like we say that we're not into like great content and we only want like women like shaking their ass and stuff, but there is a good medium, a good middle ground. Like the bars just have to be good. The videos have to be good. Cardi's videos have been good. But these other girls, like, they're trash. Like, they're
what
bad.
What other girls are trash?
Like
Dream Doll and, like, Cuban Doll and Chinese Kitty and Mariah Lynn and
yes.
Just anything.
Yes.
And any bitch that with titties that with over 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they are all bad. And, like, we have to just admit that they're bad. And I feel like I don't know why some people are afraid. I think it's because we want, like, this women empowerment movement to really take hold that we don't want to say that they're bad, but they're all bad. And they're bad because they're not trying to pave their own way. They're not trying to come up with their own originality. In my opinion, the rap girl out there who I think is the best in terms of another Nicki in terms of she brings rap to the table, but some pop, and that is Doja Cat. Doja Cat is, she is,
oh, you
that
know what?
Girl.
I've heard of Doja Cat. Yes.
She is that girl. She is next in line. She is the next reigning queen. Her videos, her songs are just like Nicki in the sense that she's rapping, but she's also pop. But her rap is not like Nicki's, but it's still bubblegum and it's still fun. And her singing isn't like Nicki's, but it's still pop. It's really fun. It's a nice blend. And that's what we need to be looking for, rather than being like, okay, well, like, no one wants to hear about emotional content. We just want this. You want that. It's like, no. We
gotta
try
harder.
What do
you feel about Rhapsody and Kamaya and I don't know who the hell this other girl is, Tierra Whack?
Well, I will say, I don't want to say that they're whack, but like, it's the opposite. They got the content, but they don't have any. They have their songs don't get off the ground. Because there's, you know, there's not enough star power behind them. Not just who they are, but like within the music itself, the sounds, the beat. There's nothing star making about it. So I mean, like, so they're where they are where the other girls are too. Not popping, not having it. So.
All right, thank you, caller.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. All right. I want to okay, shout out to Parker Lynn. Thank you for the super chat, love. She says, JD just had a lit party at the Essence Festival. I agree with Jermaine Dupri, but I am old school as well. Cardi should stop clapping back and get the bag. Her days are numbered. Wow. Okay. It seems like a lot of people want to express their frustration with Cardi B. However, this wasn't going to be like a drag Cardi B moment for me, but it does seem like a lot of people don't feel like Cardi B should have an opinion on shit regarding music. Let's take 4931. Okay, give me 1 second. Let me double check something here. Okay. 575-4931, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand? It's Travis Hull again, child.
Oh, hey, bud, what's going on?
Hey, I'm calling because, you know, I've heard the callers and stuff. And the thing is, I feel like it's damned if you do and damned if you don't. Because if you look at it, I don't know, like, from my experience, you know, I love me some Nicki too, and I love me some Cardi. And, you know, Nicki got more recognition because she, you know, have the pop culture going on, I guess, when it comes to her rapping and stuff. But my thing is, the last caller, who is it, Doja Cat or whatever her name is?
Yeah.
I don't know what her name is. Was she, you know, she had some controversy behind her because she had called Tyler Creator a faggot in one of her lyrics. So I'm trying to figure out, I don't see her being any kind of role model in a sense if you're going to spew hate like that, calling someone a faggot, first of all. And second of all, when it comes to, I guess, the other rappers that's out in the industry, you know, you got Iggy, you got Macklemore, you got Eminem and stuff, and, you know, they've been highly praised, and they don't even have to talk about dicks and ass and titties and coochies and stuff like that. But my thing is, if you see someone as black, you know, she ain't even black, but someone of ethnicity to talk about certain stuff like, you know, being deep as well, they're not going to pay her any attention anyway. Could they expect for her to be a certain way because of the fact of where she came from? So
right.
They're not going to let her get a chance. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. If she does, then she get more recognition. If she don't, talk about, like that caller said, whole music, then she's going to be slept on. So that's all I had to say.
Well, how do you feel
about
Kamaya and Rhapsody and Tierra Whack?
The three black brown skin queens. Let me be honest with you. I don't really listen to the new age stuff because, you know, I'm 33 years old. I like to listen to the old stuff. I'm still stuck on like Lauryn
Hill.
Listen,
they old too.
But I never heard of them.
Okay.
I never heard of them. Like I like The Game. I like, you know, stuff like that. I don't really listen to. I don't know. I'm more old school. My music is still like early 2000s, late 90s still. That's what I listen to the most.
Okay.
Like I still, I'm 33, hang up on him. Ciao, bye.
don't read the comments. You
yeah.
cannot get into the comments, love. It's a lot of people in here. It's almost over 1,000 people almost in here. Don't read the comments.
No, I ain't going to get into the comments. But, you know, I'm still, I don't know. I listen to, I'm very picky when it comes to rap, but I just know for a fact that I understand where Cardi's coming from. In the
okay, so you
because,
on Cardi
you know,
B side, not Jermaine Dupri side.
Well, I'm on Cardi B side when it comes to her, the way that she's rapping the stuff. But Jermaine Dupri does have a point because of the fact that they've taken the element, like the, you know, the foundation of where rap came from. You know what I'm saying? But they're making it to some other kind of fad. That's gonna fade away real soon, in a sense. So I understand both sides. It's like damn if you do, damn if you don't.
All right, thank
it's
you, caller. Piece. We have to take another call.
No problem, bro.
I love you, and
all
thank
right,
you
bro.
So much for supporting the show, and thank you for coming every day. I'm glad that you like it.
I love you, boo. I told you I watch
you've
you all the
time. You've been here every
I love
day.
It.
I'm loving that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, yes, the lines are through the roof, like we said, guys. Listen, when it's a packed show like this, we do take super chats to the front. I know, you know, some people are, like, messaging me on Facebook and telling me to, you know, pick their number. I cannot pick your number on Facebook because I do have to take the priority calls here on YouTube with the super chat. So you can come over to YouTube and send your donation, and we can take your call, or you will just have to wait until we get to it, okay? Okay. Thank you. I want to say Gia Murray calling in as a voice of reason. All right. Let me pull your call. Thank you for the donation. 832-1181. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, okay. So, you know, when I call in, your callers, some of them give me a hard time, but I just want to bring a balance. And
okay.
They both have very valid points. So Jermaine Dupri is old school. So he is from that era where when you rap, you tell a story. Like I can listen to Drake. I can listen to Jay-Z. They actually tell a story. You know their whole life because they bring their lives to surface through their rap. And so you can listen to it, and there's meaning behind it. And Cardi B is the same way. So what he's saying is let's get something else on here. Let's go back to a different type of rap that is more entertaining and maybe a little less vulgar, what have you. But it's just a time and era for that. You know, because before
yeah.
you had Will Smith and you had LL Cool J. Oh, and that was the bomb. But then here comes
yeah.
the rap. We could not handle that. You know what I mean? Nigga this
mm-hmm.
and kill cop this. And then all of a sudden it went viral. Like everyone is on top of it. The beat was funky. And then it was just that time and place. It's evolution. And so now you have a situation where you have Cardi B. You could say that's evolution as well. Okay, it's a stripper. She's a trendsetter right now. As is the
ooh, that's a big word for her. Oh, she's
yeah,
a trendsetter.
Because she is a stripper. Turn rapper. How many out there are like, wow, she did it and she has this awful story behind her. I can do it too. So she makes me feel like I have a chance and I think I can rap, whether they can or not. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's setting the tone for them like I can be more than a stripper. And if nothing else, I applaud the fact that they think they can do something other than that. How about that? But then now you have the situation where it's like, okay, let's take the fat out of our waist. Put it in our ass along with fix it flat or whatever, give us some titties or whatever. And that's the trend. And that's going to wear thin too, because that's not the most healthiest way to be. Before that, it was, the thin is in, being healthy, being curvaceous but being small and trim is in. So it's all a trend. It's all a fad. And I will say, if nothing else, it's just her time, Armand. She's a trendsetter. And I'm not going to say, hey, these people say, oh, well, it's her last day, you know, and her time is number. Isn't everyone as good as their last hit? Everyone's
yeah.
days are numbered if you don't hustle and you don't stay relevant and you don't stay on top. That's the name of the game. If you take a year off, no one knows who you are. If you take 6 years off, they think you're dead. Yeah, so every now and then, Cardi B just comes out with a single. I love it. Whoever's behind her in her camp, the rest, she just stays relevant, constantly relevant. Keep popping them out, just like Rihanna did. So you just stay, you create that visibility, and your name is just everywhere. And that's what she's doing. And whether she lasts or not, now is her time. And if nothing else, the stripper thinks, hey, she set she's paved the path for us. STS has probably paved the path for transgenders. It is what it is. It's just a time and era for that, and timing is everything, and this is what's happening. Now, I will say that vulgar stuff, I work out to it. I don't know half the stuff that they say. I'm a woman of a certain age, but I do work out to it because I like the beat. And when another funky beat comes out, then I like that. But, again, if you're buying the music, if she's number one, her album or her songs are sitting number one on the charts for how many weeks? Evidently,
right.
People are liking it. But these other girls right here, you hit it right on the button. Come on now. Milli Vanilli won the Grammy because the people who were really singing the song, did nobody want to see these big fat people performing. Those girls, God bless them, they may be talented, but I need something a little easy on the eyes. You know what I mean? You got to make this
uh-huh.
song come to life. You got to have the whole package. You got to be a Cardi B. You got to be a Beyonce. I want to like what I look when you're moving and you're making it happen and you're doing all that. If you don't have the full package, I'm going to probably turn the channel and say, I really don't really care about their music. It's the whole package. And that's what Nikki gives as well. So that's
okay.
What
thank you, caller. You had a lot
Bye.
To say. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, let me see. Okay, we need to take a, okay, 4700121, you're live on the air.
Hey, I'm on.
Hey, what's going on?
I just feel like, you know, hit dogs holler. So, shit, if the main, what's the girl that they just mentioned, Jody Kett or whatever her name is, now they're online trying to rap. Her and Melly,
oh,
so
really?
They're trying to say, well, I can rap other than talking about my pussy. So, shit, put your pen to work, ladies. Let's get to work. Like you said,
oh,
really? You know, yeah, you want to
let's start the rap without talking about your pussy challenge.
Exactly. You want to be on top, but let's do it. Yeah. So everybody, Jermaine Dupri, I think he knew what he was doing. He knew that it was going to create some backlash or whatever, but it's going to make you bitches right. So let's get to it.
Oh.
All right,
so
Armand.
Who you with? You with Jermaine Dupri or you with Cardi B?
I'm just going to say I'm with Jermaine Dupri. Let's get these bitches to write. Let's see what you got, because we all know that Nikki can do it all. So let's see if you bitches can do it all.
Okay. Thank you, caller. All right. Let me see. Okay. 85838. You're 8538. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Amar?
Hey, what's going on?
Don't get mad at me when I say what I'm about to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the industry is a male-dominated industry. So a lot
okay.
of people be so mad and they don't like Cardi. But at the end of the day, when you get in front of those record execs and they got those $1 million, you're going to do what they tell you to do. And they tell the women, sex sells. Every girl needs to want to be you, and every guy needs to want to fuck you. So that's why everybody's doing that. I think I like Megan, but I think that's going to get played out. She's twerking all the time. She's doing the same thing. And even though what you really have to look at is that time repeats itself. The city girls, they just like an old Trina. It's just coming
mm-hmm.
back. The waves, they all so sick. Like when you think about Eve, Eve was a natural body. She didn't have that. Trina body was natural. They still sold sex back then. It's just it's more mm-hmm. overpopulated with the sex. I think that
mm-hmm.
sex just became bigger than what it is, and I think it's more so of the new generation. I don't think they think about it sex and drugs. So it's really nothing to rap about. And like Cardi, if Cardi's in a game for like 10 years from now, she's going to have to do something different, because it's always going to be a female that's going to be sexier than she is, younger, and more vibrant. And people try to compare her with Nicki Minaj, but at the end of the day, she's an entertainer. I wouldn't say she's a good rapper like Nicki, but she entertains. She knows how to keep you intrigued.
Yes.
So that's what I have to say about that.
So whose side are you on, Jermaine Dupri or Cardi B?
I definitely agree with Cardi. I mean, to be honest with you, the men have money behind them. They put them, they throw the money at the men. So it's a male dominated industry. So I mean, if you're a female and you get in the industry, you just got to do what it is to stay in the industry. And most people, when you have that mentality where you're trying to feed your family, that's all you really care about.
Okay, so thank you, caller.
All right.
Bye. Okay, let me see. Let me see. We're gonna take one more. 1-4-1-4-4-7. You're live on the air.
Oh, perfect. Hey, what's up, Armand? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. I just got two important things to say. The first thing is, I'm not a big fan of Cardi B, so I'm not defending her in no form. However, why is it that these niggas in rap can talk about the same bitches, the same drugs, the same shit, the same street shit for 3 decades, and nobody's clocking them about them their content? You know what I mean? We get a handful of niggas who come through rapping, like Kendrick, right, or J. Cole, who really be rapping. But outside of that, these niggas is talking about the same shit they've been talking about since the beginning of rap. We all, the niggas
right.
is only caring about what females talk about, and they're fucking putting a magnifying glass over everything that the ladies got to say. If talking about your pussy is going to make a girl feel like a bad bitch before she go out to the club, what's wrong with that? You know what I mean? Like, I don't understand.
Right.
And the other thing, the second thing I'm trying to say is, when I listen to Cash Dawg, when I listen to Cardi B, when I listen to fucking Malibu Mitch, when I listen to fucking Tierra Whack, all of these girls sound different to me. I don't fucking understand the narrative where everybody's like, oh my God, they're rapping about the same shit. They're rapping about the same shit. These niggas been rapping about the same shit forever. Like, I don't understand the obsession with that shit, if you get what I'm saying. Like, why are we so worried about the things the ladies got to say? I understand I'm a Nicki fan, low-key. Like, she really rap. Like, I fuck with the rap shit. If you're good at the rap shit, stick to the rap shit. But if you can sell records by talking about how fat your ass is and what niggas want you, I don't see the problem if it sounds good.
I don't
good.
Either.
If they planned it
but
in
I
the
think
club,
the issue is a lot of it don't sound good. A lot of it don't sound good. Like, there's
a lot of it that don't sound good. Right, and that's subjective, and I think we're only, like, paying attention to that because there's an influx of female rappers right now. Remember when it was just Nicki? Before that, the ladies was talking about their pussy, too.
But let's talk about the influx. I feel like there's only an influx because the bar has gotten lowered.
The bar got lower how? I don't understand that. Because everybody's not rap. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
When Cardi B became the face of female rap, the bar became lower. That's why. When she didn't have to write her music, when she didn't have to really flow, but she had this story, that's when the bar became lower. So all these women felt like, shit, if she could do it, I could do it. Shit. That's literally how they felt.
I see what you're saying there, and I don't support ghostwriting in any way, shape, form, or fashion when it comes to hip-hop, when it comes to rap. But I know a lot of girls out there, like, let's say, for example, Cash Dawg, right? Cash Dawg been making music since 2012. I remember, like, following her on Twitter, like, years before Cardi B popped, and she had mixtapes out and the whole shit. I don't think Cardi B, yes, she got a team of ghostwriters or whatever the fuck. I don't like her. That's how I started off the conversation. I'm not a big fan. However, I do appreciate the influx of new girls that are out there because it was so scarce. I love Nicki, but it was scarce outside of her for so long. So I don't subscribe to, like, the niggas like Jermaine Dupri, who's fucking 40 or whatever the fuck, like talking down on these young 21, 22-year-old girls because they ain't rapping rapity, rap, stabbity, that, dabbity, that. Like, niggas, like, every girl don't got to rap like that. If I want to see some sexiness, if I want to see a girl be a bad bitch, embrace that bad bitch shit. And I think Nicki really is the one who kind of, like, I know you said Cardi made it easy for, like, a lot of girls to surface, but Nicki is the one who coined that, oh, I'm a bad bitch, and I rap. And I fuck with that. I think that's a happy medium, like a sexy woman with a beautiful body with an amazing skill set in terms of, like, the music that she makes. I think that's dope. I think that's why Nicki is the catalyst of female rap. And all the other girls, they either sway one way. They sway like the heavy, heavy, sexy way, and they lack in the bars. Or they hella bar heavy like Tierra Whack, but, you know, they may not really depend on their sexiness. So I see the different sides of the ladies that's rapping. I don't really fuck with the idea that all the stripper bitches is talking about stripping. I don't really see that. But that's just my opinion, if you get what I mean.
All right. Thank you, caller. Thanks for getting off
yes,
your
sir.
Chest. Bye. All right, so listen, we're going to wrap up there. Listen, I got something. Someone sent me a message. They said, I don't care about neither one. Armand, can you take us a day in the life of Armand? No need to edit. You're good and really not. So, yeah, so I am planning on doing vlogs. Actually, YouTube has released this new, like, membership thing. I haven't really looked all the way into it. So it's going to be part of our members-only perks if we do it. And there's different membership levels. So once I get all that together, I had a conversation with me and my team members today, and we're like, all right, I got to do some, like, day in the life vlogs. So we're going to set that up. I just hate the editing process. Okay. However, I'm going to get to it. I'm going to get it done. But I got to have something fun to do. So we'll do that, and I'll set that up for you guys. I'll let you guys know when that's going to be dropping. I just need to iron out the kinks for that. We will do a members only ship live this month. We got into some things today. I'm going to thank you guys.